Hello and welcome. This is a podcast of the Alamosa School District, and I am your host, Adriana Chapa. I am a mother, teacher, and your neighbor. Joining me is Assistant Superintendent Luis Murillo. Hi, Luis.
Hi, Adri. As always, I'm excited to be here bringing new information and new guests to our listeners. So.
Wonderful. Well, we are already halfway through January. Time flies when you're having fun, right? Or old, at least for me, right?
It definitely does fly Time by when flies. You're having fun or when yes. you're getting old. So.
Well, let's get started. Our first segment is, Did You Know? What new information are we learning today?
Did you know that the Alamosa School District is in the process of finalizing a brand new website?
A brand new website. You know, it seems like technology is always changing and evolving. I guess developing a new website is something that has to be upgraded regularly.
Correct. Also, Focus Area 3 of our strategic plan is about family partnerships. It states that families in Alamosa School District will have meaningful and impactful communication and relationships building with educators and staff that drive student achievement and long-term success.
Okay, so then the new website will make it easier for our community to navigate and communicating will be easier. That's wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, we know that family engagement and communication starts with an excellent website. For some families, a user-friendly website, which is easy to navigate and contains the necessary information, is all they need to feel involved with our schools.
Well, we look forward to having more of our parents and community members involved through this new website. When are we expecting to change over?
We're working very hard with a small group of a small team, as well as with Zeppel Media, and we are going page by page. We're clicking on every link to make sure that it has the information we need it to have, as well as the flow of the website. We need to make sure that it looks great, because at the end of the day, we want the user experience to be of top quality.
Wonderful. So will this website have different links from the present one?
The website is going to look different. Okay. We are going with a different company, and it's going to be more pleasing to the eye. It's going to have a similar but different flow.
Okay.
If you follow me, and once you see it, you'll know what I mean.
Okay.
But it will certainly have the information that we had in the old website and some new information as well.
All right. So when can we expect this?
Well, like I said, we've been working really hard and meeting every other week to make sure that the website is looking and like we needed to look, and it has the information, old and new, that we needed to have there. So our goal is to unveil the brand new website after spring break.
All right. Well, we look forward to seeing and exploring our new website sometime in March.
That is our goal.
Wonderful. And of course, our end goal is to get more people using it, right? Being able to communicate more. So reach out to us, parents.
I think that our community, our staff, teachers, everyone involved will be very pleased with the end result.
Wonderful. Awesome. Well, let's move on to our second segment, Getting to Know Our Schools. Let's meet our guest, Luis.
We have the pleasure to have Lori Smith with us. Lori is a principal at Alamosa Alternative School and Alamosa Online School. I learned that Lori has been in education and with our district for 30 years, and she has Wonderful. Worn different hats of teacher, principal of the K-2, and now the principal of Alamosa Alternative School. Welcome.
Welcome, Lori.
Hi, I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I am a native of Alamosa, Colorado, born and raised. My children are all living here in Alamosa. I went to what used to be Boyd, Evans, the junior high, and the high school. So I've done my whole career, graduated from Adams State with a master's, two master's degree, one in elementary education and the other one in ed leadership with my bachelor's being in broad-based liberal arts. I've been in education, a first grade teacher for 11 years, K-2 building principal for 18, and retired, but came out of retirement to actually support the kids that I dealt with when they were little. And now I've watched them grow into these nice young adults, and I want to be able to support them to figure out how we can get them to graduate from high school and be successful adults for our community.
That's wonderful. What a huge task, right?
You know what? I love every minute of the work that I do, but yes, it's a challenge every day.
Sure.
All right, Lori, we're going to flip the script a little bit here. We're going to talk about the HRS survey like we've been talking to the other principals, but I want to start with the alternative school since you started talking about it. What is your vision of that school?
So my vision of that school is that we have some of our most dynamic students who go to alternative ed, which they did not fit in the typical school setting. And so being able to have them be in my building and be able to do their work in a different kind of way is what we're all about. Not traditional at all. And it works for them. We are very restorative, and knowing that when they get upset with us, we need to realize they're not mad at us. They're not upset with us. It's just something that they are working through, and we need to be able to be good listeners, supportive listeners, and helping them get through it and get through their work on a day-to-day basis. So I don't know if we're going to talk about this, but one of the big things is, like, for example, tonight I have my back meeting and talking about what is traditional accountability meetings for parents and kids. And as I reflect, I think, just like my kids are not traditional, neither are my parents. And it's not because they don't care. It's just that they've got a lot going on and a lot to do. Some have multiple jobs. Some are being raised by grandchildren. There's a lot of things going on for them. So when I think about what parent involvement, it's not traditional. On the way in here today, I was on the phone with a parent. I text parents. I'm on the phone with them. We're communicating. So it's not traditional in the fact that they're going to walk in to my back meeting at 5:30 tonight and sit down and we're going to have a conversation. Or it's not that they're going to walk into parent-teacher conferences at the set dates that we have. It's my ongoing communication, my staff's ongoing communication with them on a day-to-day basis.
Okay, I'm glad you talked about the BAC, the Building Accountability Committee. Let's talk about accountability. At the start of the school year, every site sent out surveys. The HRS,
yep.
High Reliability School Survey. We're focused on safety, amongst other things, but we've been really measuring safety. And I want to address some of the results. And when we talk about accountability, you know, often we hear from parents, what does the district do with the data that is collected? So today we'll get a chance to share a little bit about how we're addressing some of this data and some of the things that we learn from the survey. So one of the items that I pulled, it says, I am aware of the rules and procedures in place at my child's school. And we had a large percentage of folks that said that they agree. And then some of them that, you know, said strongly disagree. But then there were a few, you know, that said, you know, I don't know. And I know you talked about non-traditional. So what does that look like, that rules and procedure, and how do kids know, how do parents know what to expect at the alternative school?
So we are a new school. So please know that the thoughts we went in the beginning, they've changed, and they changed ongoingly just because we're trying to figure out what this looks like. Communication with parents happens through text messages, emails, and bright arrows. So they are getting the information. And if we're initially having some conflict with the students, we meet with CRP. Miss Honey comes in and we do remediation, and we come up with plans to support children, not to find a way to kick them out of school, but a way to keep them in school, keep them engaged, doing their work, and making sure that that families know we have their support. When you talk about safety, one of the things that was really hit me hard is that those kids feel so safe in that building. That's why they're there.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Because if they didn't feel safe, they wouldn't be coming.
Right.
And the fact that they feel safe, and I mean, you know, we're like every other school. We've got things going on. But they know that they can have a conversation with me or their teachers or their coaches and have a conversation about, this is how I feel, how can we help? And every day we are constantly revamping and revisiting and making the school stronger and a place where safety and climate and culture happens every single day.
You know, Lori, that used to be, of course, our central office or our administrative district office. And, you know, one of the things that I feel when I walk into your school now, it's their home, it's their school, and they're your students and your staff. I feel you're a little bit territorial, like, hey, you're coming into our space. This is what we've created from scratch. And honestly, I like that feeling. I almost feel like I need to ask permission to enter into a new space.
You know what? The kids really, today we had a visitor and they were offended that the visitor, you know, because they didn't know who it was. And I said, guys, you know, we share this office with our head of maintenance, so we have to share that space. But they get very territorial about it. And I said, you just need to make sure you're always modeling, good examples of respect. So, yeah, the kids, it really is their space. They love, and they're very good about asking permission for certain things. And that's what I've tried to teach them. Because every day we learn something new. And it's about you don't know what the answer is unless you're willing to ask the question. And sometimes they're hard questions that the kids want to ask. But
yeah. Well, our district is focused on safety. Right behind safety, you know, the promise of public education is on learning, growth, and achievement. So the second item that I pulled from your survey, it says teams of teachers at my child's school look at student achievement data to figure out how to improve students' learning. Can you talk to us about what does that look like at your site?
So once again, we're not traditional in the sense, like, I know that all schools are really taking a hard look at NWA data. We are looking at it as well. But most importantly for me at this moment is my kids do what we call APEX, was the program in which they use to get their academics done. And with that, when I looked at the data of all the kids that I had that came to me at the beginning of the year from their last year, 15% of those children actually passed a class with a D or better. Listen to me, 15%, which means 85% of those were Fs. Right. We've flip-flopped that, and now 85% of our kids had passing grades with a D or better, with 15% who have failed. That data in APEX is looked at daily by teachers, by students, because what they have to monitor is, like, we have this rule, depending on you, who you are as an individual, depends on how much work you have to do every day. And so some kids, I had a kid that worked all weekend, text me, Miss, can you unlock? Miss, can you unlock? Miss, can you help me? Miss, can you do this? He did 40 tests over the weekend.
Wow.
40 quizzes. That's huge.
Yeah.
That's a child who wants to succeed.
Yes, but then he'll come to school and he'll say, check my progress. And we do that daily. That is something that every coach and teacher does, and myself does, for kids daily.
You know, you mentioned APEX. Can you tell us a little bit about the program?
So APEX is an online school, which the high school and middle school have used for, I'm not sure, years. And what it does is it has CTE classes. It has prescriptive classes, it has core classes, it has AP classes, it has honors classes. So you can take, depending on who you are as a student, any kind of class that you would like. A lot of my kids are on credit recovery because I'm trying to help them catch up so they can graduate with their class. So a lot of my kids do what we call prescriptive courses, which means if they already know how to do it, they get to pre-test out of some of the assignments if they know how to do it. And if they don't, then they have to go through the lessons, and it takes them by step.
Awesome. And so what I want to stress before we jump back into the survey is that I think what I want to share with the community is that Alamosa schools are really reaching out to all students. And depending on how you learn, where you are, we have a place for you.
Yeah.
Right.
And I've been thinking about that. It's like, because I think in our strategic plan, it says every student. And I want people to know that every student matters. Every student. And when the people in the community look at us, I want them to know that this kid has a dream. This kid has potential. And we need to make sure that every kid is getting a quality education from Alamosa.
And I'm going to take that a step further, Lori, because I do remember working on those words on our strategic plan. And we also said each. And we felt that if we say, you know, every, it could be looking at, of course, every as a group of students. But when we bring it down to the word each, then we're really looking at each child. And I know that you are, because I know for a fact that each one of your kids has a plan that is dependent on their situation, where they're at with their grades, with their credits, with the home environment, work, and so on. So just really want to applaud what you're doing and what your staff is doing at the Alamos Alternative School. So one last question on the HRS survey. You talked about back, you know, and part of the purpose of you know, what we're doing here with ASD Radio and this podcast is to have some information out to parents, for those parents that might not be able to, you know, make it to the board meeting or make it to parent teacher conferences or read all the newsletters or, you know, whatever it is that we are sending out. We want to give them another avenue to kind of know what's going on in the district. The item says, the leaders of my child's school asked for my opinion about how the school should function. How do you do that? How do you engage with your parents?
Well, it's really funny. At the beginning, before any student came to Alamosa Alternative High School, I interviewed every student and parent. So that was their opportunity for them to share with me what their hope was for their child as we were going through this. And it's amazing. All parents want the same thing. They want their kids to be successful and
absolutely
learn
yes.
and graduate from high school. So that is one of the ways that we engage them in the beginning, is that every parent had a 45-minute to hour conversation with myself and Mrs. Madigan at the time, who was working for me as my MTSS coordinator. We continue to interview any student who wants to come to Alamosa Alt Ed or online, because we want to make sure, I want to make sure I have a relationship with every single parent and child who comes to my schools.
Thank you. And I do know you did that. So that was a loaded question. Well, Lori, you know, before we let you go, what is something you want our audience to know about the Alamosa Alternative School?
You know, I want them to know that these kids are dynamic, amazing students who have gone through some stuff like every other kid in the Alamosa School District. And they can be just as successful. They just need a caring adult to listen, learn, and have patience. That's what I want people to know.
Well said. And I know that your staff is a bunch of caring adults who are there for the right reason. And, you know, they're willing to go on this adventure with you of creating this school really from the ground up, and just with the intent to do what's best for each and every student in our school district.
Yes, my staff has been amazing.
Well, congratulations on all that you're accomplishing and just the success of each and every student as they go through their little successes day to day, which will hopefully equal in the success of a diploma, right?
I'm excited. We graduated 3 in May.
Woohoo! So. All right.
Sorry, in December. We're going to hopefully graduate 8 in May, so.
Wonderful.
Fingers crossed.
Wonderful. Well, Lori, thanks for joining us today and filling us in on all the wonderful things that are happening and letting us know that there is a spot for every child. And even if you don't learn in the traditional way, Alamosa has a place for you. Excellent.
Exactly.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Well, let's move on to upcoming events. What's happening around our district, Luis?
Well, mark your calendars. Parent teacher conferences are right around the corner. I know it is only January, but February is going to be here before we know it. February 10th, Alamosa Elementary Schools, OMS, and Alamosa High School will all be having parent teacher conferences. February 13th will be OMS's second day. The 15th will be the high school's second day. And then on the 16th, we will be culminating with our second round of parent teacher conferences, and that would be Alamosa Elementary. So make sure that you make yourself a note to attend those parent teacher conferences.
And, you know, going back over February 10th, that's a Friday afternoon. beginning right after lunch. All teachers all around the campus will be available. And then the other evenings, the other dates, it'll be in the evenings. And we'll keep you up to date as we approach those dates. Well, parents, this is a great time to visit the campus with your child and meet any new teachers they might have during these parent-teacher conferences and find out how they're doing. At OMMS, students will be showing you the work they've completed, along with some goals they've written for themselves. So come on out and visit us at our schools. Well, that does it for today's episode of Education Radio. Parents and neighbors, thank you for joining us. Education Radio is a podcast by the Alamosa School District. Podcasts are available in both English and Spanish and are a click away on our district page. Remember, teachers, that a good education is key to your child's success and provides your child with a life of options. Until next time.
Alamosa School District, students today, leaders tomorrow. Thank you for listening.